little house that Heather lives in next to me. Uh-huh. Somebody told me that they had like 11 nine kids.
Okay, in that folks, little tiny house.
Bring you to order, please stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the work session of the Chester Heights Borough. Matt Hootman, Councilpersons Philip Lotto for July 23rd, 2018. First on the agenda is roll call. Present tonight we have Mayor Stacy Smith, Solicitor Jerry Montella, Borough Engineer Gina Brialis, Teresa Gustinelli, myself, Jordan Goldberg, Susan Clark. Not present tonight is Councilperson Steve Picosa. Next on the agenda is opportunity for the public to address council. Anyone in the first row, second row, balcony? Okay, with that being said, moving forward, finance, year-to-date budget versus actual.
I have so many different things open.
Are you opening the floor for questions?
We can, sure.
My main question was around the building permits for Richard Jensen were extremely high in the first half of the year. I don't remember that. And why was that? Do you know why that was? It was 191.
It was Arbor Square, 114,000 in May.
Is that the one we pay him out?
What?
Is that the one where we pay him out?
Half.
Half.
I had a question on I guess it's 362.6, the Concord Sewer EUD. Was that actually a pass-through? I saw an expense. Did it go?
Yes.
Okay, so it was in on the now I see it. So it's also in on the income side.
Yes. They remember they Concord Sewer invoiced us in December of 2017.
And then they
got the extension.
Did we ever charge our service
with the administrative fee?
Administrative fee.
I thought that I'm going to ask Jerry.
I didn't.
It wasn't in the contract.
I thought that
no,
was
I didn't
we were going to do the billing directly.
Yeah, I didn't see where the borough passed any type of resolution enacting that administrative fee.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it actually had made it in there.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
I looked at the record.
I guess just an observation. Overall, net income on the last page were $210,000 favorable. Our net income in the first half is much higher than the second half, than the budget, rather. And a big piece of that is the Richard Jensen building permit for Arbor Square. Now, my question, though, was we didn't... Have we fully paid him for the, like, when we reimburse him, have we reimbursed him all that amount?
Or as the project continues,
so that's
he takes partial.
Okay, so that's why we have a high income balance
right.
versus expenses. All right. We're also very favorable on fire safety inspections. Was that Arbor Square as well?
Well, that's because Rich Jensen does a biannual fire safety inspection, and he does it at Madison, and it costs, Madison pays $15,000. And I'm not sure how many units there are, but he does that over maybe 2 months. He'll do on a Tuesday once a week.
Okay. And then the other favorable variance was the borough sign, which I think we still intend to do something with that money, correct?
Correct. Yes. I sure don't think we've decided exactly what at this point.
And then lastly was somewhere in here about the audit, I think. The audit, our regular audit, we had a budget of $7,200 and we paid nothing. Did we pay for the audit yet?
For 2018?
Yeah.
No, the audit has to be completed.
I thought the audit was done.
For 2017?
Yeah, that you pay in 2018.
Yeah, we paid it.
You might want to follow up on that one.
Yeah. That was done in January, and it was paid in early February.
Where did it get charged to? Because it's...
Yeah, it moved up in the expense account.
We don't have to do it now. I just think it should be followed up on and put in the correct category.
Yeah, I have a question on the liquid fuels one. So obviously, as we all know, the snow removal was kind of high because of the unplanned snow. But we didn't spend anything on maintenance and road repair. Is there expectations on expense this year?
No, there shouldn't be, I believe.
I think the park paving project, which I did get an invoice for and just processed, it probably be in front of council before next meeting, but that's coming out of general funds, I believe. Okay. So there's really no, for little work, for the borough roads, in terms of repair.
Matt, can that drainage, Heather?
I was just thinking that.
The repair for the drainage head wall, taken out of liquid fuels, or...
I don't think so, but I'll check.
Okay.
Well, the one nice thing is, so to me it looks like other than that humongous income from Richard on Arbor Square, the budget seems pretty well balanced because the extra cost on the snow is taken up the fact we didn't do any road repair. I was just wondering, did the committee look at, you know, the second half, you know, project what we're going to be at the end of the year? Are there any major expenses like this one or something that would be considered, put us very behind the eight ball by
well,
the end
besides
of the year?
Repair on Heather Lane, I had a report from Sue last week about the road condition. I think the roads are fine for 5 years, 10 years, Matt?
We've done a lot of roads the last few years. I suppose... I mean, Ivy Lane always needs a little bit of work, and Matson Road always needs a little bit of work. They get more traffic than most residential streets. But the developments have all been paved within the last 5 to 6 years. So yeah, we're going to be in good shape for a while.
And we went through that snow without significant potholes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't hit any, but that's...
Yeah. There's a little spot down on the bottom of Summit and a couple spots on Ivy Lane. And one or two at Matson Road. Take care of those.
I think most of the piles are on Lenai Road.
Yeah.
Man-made piles.
That's a rough road.
People on Lenai Road complain a lot.
It's a rough road.
You have to drive that road every day, you'd complain about it too.
No, I just have to live on a speedway up here. So I guess I can understand.
There are the lights on Valley Brook Road and Route 1. Not to speak out
right, yeah, that's the other thing. And then, not this year, but I would request that at some point you talk about the MS4 work.
Right.
In the next couple of years, that's going to be big.
Yeah.
But other than potential more snow, fixing of the culvert or whatever, and the lights, which are all kind of unbudgeted.
They are budgeted. They're budgeted
those
on liquid fuels and there's about $25,000 in there. I don't know what month they're in. I don't, because you're looking at budget to date, so I don't know what month they put in, but.
Okay. But everything else seems to be on budget. So just going back, so that Arbor Square, how much of that excess that is showing up, that 190,000, is going back out again?
Well, it's 114,000 that they paid. The others are from other permits.
Okay. And how much do we pay Richard out of that?
The fee schedule is established that the inspector gets 50% and the borough gets 50%.
So as it's built, there'll be
inspections that happen. So that's 95, yeah, but so out of the 190, we get 95,000 ultimately, which is more than what was in the budget, right? So on the positive side there. Thank you.
Yeah, it's Brookfield and it's the Lenape. I think they've had 4 or 5.
And then when they eventually break ground on Stony Bank Road, at the beer company, there'll be those numbers as well.
This might not be the right time, but is there going to be a point where we're going to discuss Route 1 and Valley Brook Road, that problem with the traffic and the complaints we've had, and what could be done at that intersection?
What complaints? The traffic signal upgrades, they're out in the street now being advertised. Those bids are due back August 15th, I think. What other complaints is?
I don't know. Didn't we have emails or complaints on
something? There was an email, and then there was something on our Facebook page, I think.
But a lot of people complained about that intersection in general. Just
people are speeding.
People are going through the light.
Running the red light, coming down the hill.
Yeah. Mm. I've seen it happen in front of me several times. Both my kids have seen it. I actually did it myself one time, believe it or not. And I don't do that kind of thing.
I'm sorry, Matt, is there any chance when that corner is developed that that would have to be modified, that intersection? Madison's planning to
the old MSPS station
and potentially put up some kind of an office building there.
Well, the issues that were just mentioned about, you know, running through the red light, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I would have a different suggestion, and that would be one of those flickering strobe type red lights. Do you think that'd be possible? Or something we could consider?
It can be considered. I can talk to the state.
I thought we had talked about that already, didn't we? No?
I don't remember that particular remedial measure.
Yeah. Maybe that's just me and my family and people I know complaining about it amongst ourselves.
Is that a shared expense, I believe, Matt, those lights?
Not at that
intersection.
Oh, okay. Well, let me rephrase that. Are the fines shared between the company that administers and runs the cameras and those lights and the borough, or how exactly does
No, it's not set up for that. Was that the RL program? That the signal upgrade is just for traffic detection to more efficiently operate the lights.
Okay, so not the strobe that's actually on the red light that takes a photo of your camera. Is that
no, it's just, it's
the ones that, for the sunshine.
Oh, okay.
You drive it into the sun.
Oh, is that why they do that?
Yeah.
Is it?
And I've seen them near fire companies or EMTs.
If they're either east or west facing, they'll put the strobes in because it's hard to see them.
Yeah, I mean, I've only seen one or two of them before, but they really catch your attention.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was just something they did at problem intersections or...
It's for sun, yeah.
Only that. Okay.
What about extending the time from when all the lights are red to another one turning green to give another couple of seconds of time for people to run the red light before it turns green for the opposite traffic coming across? Is that something that we could... I have no idea if we have control over that.
I tell you, well, and I'm not a traffic expert, but having to make that left onto Valley Brook a lot... even though it turned people still, I mean, and if you give it longer, you just have a whole wagon train of people that run that red light. Yeah.
I think the traffic lights have been broken for so long we've grown accustomed to the traffic patterns. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to get this equipment installed and back to the PennDOT specifications.
Okay.
And then go from there. Because, I mean, we could guess here all day, mm-hmm. but we don't know really what, I mean, the traffic signal has original design specifications, but with a lot of the traffic loops not working correctly, they're at full timing. So you're sitting there longer than normal, mm-hmm. and you're waiting, especially at Stony Bank. You know, the traffic loops in Stony Bank Road don't work at all. Mm-hmm. So you sit there the full timing. You know, you have to almost wait for somebody coming out of Wawa store to get the light to change. So I think once Matt gets the equipment, gets Higgins to install it,
right. We
can go back to some semblance of normalcy, and then we can petition PennDOT to change timings if we see the backups change.
Okay, thank you. That helps answer the residents who are complaining. Appreciate it. Concerned. I won't say complaining. They're concerned.
Mm-hmm. Just like, did the finance committee have any particular highlights or comments about the budget that we should know about?
I don't think we got there yet.
I thought we met together.
We met last Wednesday. And unfortunately, Steve is not here. He got called away on business.
So. I was just, you know, because nothing's jumping out at me. It's
no, there really wasn't anything that jumped out, as you said, you know, besides snow removal, we've had that jumping out for a while now. Any other questions, concerns? Sue, is there anything you want to add to the...
No, I mean, the budget's... the actuals are going to be off from the budget because of the Concord Sewer EDUs, $281,000. The Sunoco Logistics on revenue, $3,500. The Stray Dog Control, $1,375. I mean, that's unexpected revenue. That's all.
Okay. Any other further comments? Susan? Philip?
No.
Jordan?
Not good. Thanks.
Gina, Teresa? Stacy?
No comments.
Okay. Let's move forward then. Up next on the budget is consideration of moving funds. Teresa, can you give us a brief description of the final two events that we're planning?
Sure. So we have two events to finish out 2018. The one event is the Community Day Fire Prevention in conjunction with the Fire Department. And the final event would be Santa Claus Christmas event.
We haven't discussed exactly what we're going to do, but some type of a Christmas event.
In conjunction with the Fire Department's Santa.
That's the two events.
Oh.
Okay,
there's
so with that,
yep.
With that in mind, Teresa was asking for a budget not to exceed $6,500. We currently have $1,275.31 remaining in the community event fund, so we would have to fund that with an additional $5,225 to be exact. Something Steve Kokoza had spoken about and plans upon the agenda for the next council meeting, and I'm assuming, and I shouldn't assume for Steve, but we have unallocated revenue from the 2018 budget in the amount of $17,957.86. So my understanding is that Steve's planning to ask for a resolution and a vote on moving money in order to bring that fund up to approximately $6,500 for those final two events.
So what's that, 14,000 unallocated funds?
From the 2018 budget. If you look in the last, or I'm sorry, page 6, we have $17,957 in surplus, according to the 2018 budget, if I'm reading that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't include the...
can look at mine if you want to look at it.
So of course Rachel Cole has asked for money.
When is that?
That was 2019 though.
That was next year?
They asked for a commitment in 2018, but they asked for the funds in 2019, so we can budget it.
Right.
Did they have to meet a certain level of endowment on their end?
They had some work to do on there, and they just wanted us to make a commitment so that they could proceed.
With the application.
And then we can put it in 2019, so it's not a 2018 budget issue.
It goes into next year.
Okay.
And how much this year budget is the unplanned Heather Lane sewer issue?
Oh, what did I guess I was looking at between 15, around 15,000, I think I was guessing.
I think it was.
Yeah. Set a new end wall further down the slope, replace the pipe from where it's broken off down to the new head wall location with some energy dissipation. And we have to take a couple trees down to do all that too.
Would we be able to take money from the road improvement fund to cover that?
I'm going to check that out tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll send you a resolution.
Well, the problem is that we're already over budget on that particular fund.
Are you?
Hmm?
Oh, you mean liquid
no.
fuels?
The borough road improvement fund.
Oh, not the maintenance repair.
No.
Fund.
Right.
There should be plenty of money.
108,000.
Okay.
There's
108,000 in that. Okay. So Steve will have more on this at the Greater Council meeting, along with rates from Santander that we spoke about at the meeting.
Do you know if you called MNT?
I do not know. I spoke to him briefly today. He had an emergency for work and he had to.
He did say he's obtained various rates.
I got a mail, or I'm not done with the details. I think it's BCIU or BCHU is running like for 12 months, like 4 or 5%.
It's a maximum of $3,000.
Oh, it's only totally maximum. Okay, so
yeah,
you checked it out really?
$3,000
total. Okay.
Look at it.
Okay. So it's only $3,000, right?
$3,000 max. New money.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions or comments on that topic? Okay, moving forward, tax collection audit engagement letter. Sue, do you want to give a brief description of that if it's necessary?
It's a routine engagement letter from Lights on Economies, and it was budgeted.
$2,800?
$2,800 to do the 2017 tax collector audit.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the expenditure of $2,800 to Lightsol and Ecomandis Public Accountants for the tax collection audit?
Motion.
Is there a second?
So moved.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved.
Do we need to ratify this?
You do. They do it at the next meeting. You don't need it's a professional service contract, so okay. There doesn't need to be any other.
Moving forward, recycling day update.
So as it stands right now, on Saturday, September 15th, we're going to have our annual recycling event for the borough. I have lined up all the key vendors for the green drop for the clothing, household items, J&K Shredding Company for confidential paper shredding, and then for electronic recycling, I have lined up as well. I can give you the details of what we're going to advertise. We, as a committee, we agreed to take an average cost for residents who exceed 5 electronic items to be recycled, and a fee for all non-residents as well, to keep us within budget. Because we had last year some people that brought excessive amount of stuff in. It would be free for non-residents and residents for clothing and household items, free for residents and non-residents for confidential paper shredding. The fee would only apply to electronic recycling itself. It's all about cash only. Asking people to bring a postcard with it. I have a cost estimate. I included in the packet that Megan had put together what last year's recycles were for the numbers and what the quantity was for the recycling elements and what charges were associated with that. I also have a proposed budget. Now, the one thing that is a little different with this is that Wawa, we put a donation request for Wawa, as we normally have done. Apparently, they changed our policy that they only will allow one donation a year for the entire organization. We used that up already recently. So with that being said, I have money budgeted based on what we've done in the past, but I expect to come in low. We're gonna look at other options. Sue had suggested maybe using solicit Dunkin' Donuts. Dean has an idea also maybe to kind of go back and fill back to Wawa again. So we'll look at other options, but the budget we have allocated is $6,000. I think based on the items I have itemized here, we'll come very close within budget, probably my hope is below budget. So what I would like to ask is preliminary approval for a not to exceed of $6,000 for the upcoming recycling events.
Is that a motion we need, Jerry, for that, or?
We can do that at the regular meeting. We don't have to do that tonight.
That's fine.
You're not signing any contracts.
The only thing I did was I did a DEP. I don't know, thank Martin for the notarization that I did send a DEP form into the state of Pennsylvania itself.
Did you do a resolution last year, Mike?
Yes, we did.
Right.
Yeah, so we need to do a resolution as well. Because it's not Jordan Goldberg's recycling day. We need to make sure it's the council's recycling day. Can you bring that, Jerry, then?
Yeah.
Dig out the one from last year.
Yep.
Okay, Jordan, anything else?
That'd be it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Moving forward, newsletter, Gina.
The deadline, the self-imposed deadline is in 3 weeks, August 15th, for newsletter submissions. Any committee that has updates they would like to submit, please have those to Stacy or I or Teresa by all of us by the 15th. If you need ideas, you can ask us. I think we're leaning towards an historic theme, but that doesn't mean that anything that you submit has to have that theme. Any exciting things happening in your committees, any updates since the last newsletter that we would like to update the community with, please feel free to share.
Moving forward, email issues?
Ask me again. If you have email issues with the new email host, and if you don't know what to do, please, I want to compile all of the issues that we may be having into one single help ticket for boroughs.org, so they can address those issues. So whatever you may have, please send them to Sue, because she has everybody's personal emails as well, if you're not able to use your email. And then we'll get instructions from them, we'll get help, and we'll be able to walk through any issues you may have.
And that's the course vector? Is that the new email?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's webmail.chesterheights.org, and then you just log in with whatever password you have from when we did the beginning. I chose Squirrel Mail, and mine's working okay. For 4 days, I couldn't get in at all. I kept saying that, you know, make sure you're not a robot and you're blocked and you're this from my house.
I'm having a problem getting in on my phone, though. It's saying something about IMAP setting, which I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, we don't have those instructions yet, or we had them, but they were incomplete. So I just, if we can just send any issue that you're having to Sue, and then we'll compile them all together, and I'll send one help ticket, and then I'll come in here one day, and we'll talk with them on the phone, and hopefully get directions for anything that we're having issues with. We are good until August 4th with the old email server. I think I'm using the old email server on my phone because I haven't been able to set up the new one.
And we're still going to have our old folders. Are we going to still have our old folders in the new email?
So the information they gave me was that all emails will transfer. Your folders may not transfer completely intact, but all of your emails will be there. So you might have an email from 3 years ago that you put in a folder that's now just in your inbox and not in a folder,
okay. But
it's there.
Okay. That's why I have so many lines now. I was looking at the other day, I'm like, why is there so many emails?
How did that happen? Because the folders didn't come intact.
Yeah.
The other thing with the cost with this is that right now we are using the maximum amount and we actually had to buy more storage space. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that they're going to walk me through so I can address in a couple of months, I think we all need to get used to this first, is the idea of archiving. And archiving is a lot less expensive. So the first suggestion was for everyone to go through their emails and just get rid of whatever you don't need anymore, if they're old or you just don't need them.
Can I make a comment? Having been through, on a professional side, lawsuits where they pull emails back from whenever, we have a records retention officer. I think we need guidelines on what should be retained and not retained. And I would recommend anything that should not be retained be eliminated because it could show up in a lawsuit someday.
Okay.
We should be following
Jeff. When Jeff first came on board with council, he asked me to ask that question to the open records officer.
Yes.
And they had a generic that they have no guidelines for email retention.
Yeah.
I can.
I would say you should be keeping everything three years as an example. Because most of that, we probably at some point should have some sort of.
Well, I know, like if I go through and if there are 15 emails in a thread, I keep the last one and I delete the other 14 emails because I only need the one conversation that is everything. I'm not going to suggest what you delete and what you don't delete. We just we'll need to determine for next year's budget whether we're going to continue to buy more storage space. Or if we're going to choose a date and archive things that are old enough that they can be archived and everybody can go through and figure out what they want to delete. So that's a conversation we can have later on. But something to think about as you're reading your emails. You know, if it's a weather alert, I don't think any of us need a weather alert from January. I think those can be deleted, those kinds of things. So there are some common sense ones that we can get rid of to help us save some money on our storage. I'm done.
Great, thank you. Okay, up next, old business. New business.
President, I'll be missing next meeting in August. I'll be on vacation. Like I said, the traffic signal equipment upgrade, they're out in the street now. I'll have them come back in the week I come back, and I'll create a big tab and send it out to Borough Council once we get those in mid-month in August.
Okay. Matt, one question just leading up to next week's council meeting. One Smith Bridge Road seems to have all their approvals now, from what I gather.
It seems so, yes.
Okay. Everything's fine. They addressed everything on your review letter?
I only had half dozen comments on my last review. I did receive by email plans a week and a half ago. I'll look at them this week.
Okay.
PennDOT, I should say PennDOT, they don't have their permit yet, but they're in the last stages. It's like their last submission. They expect to get a permit following this submission.
Okay.
And I think the same is for the planning module. So I have mentioned to the developer that Borough Council is getting a little bit tiresome of carrying the extension. So I think they're trying to get everything tied up.
So is there any reason next week at the regular council meeting they cannot be granted their final approval?
No, there's no reason I can't.
Okay.
It'll be conditioned on our letter, which will probably state anything that's outstanding, but more importantly, we'll list any remaining third-party permits that they still need will be mentioned in our letter, so you can refer to our letter as a condition.
And that letter will come out this week.
Okay.
For the speed signs that we were talking about last time, did you get a kind of cost estimate on the poles from Mrs. Higgins?
I did not. I'll follow up with that.
Okay. Ms. Fred, I just want to confirm. Next meeting is in 2 weeks, right?
Sixth. August 6th.
That's 2 weeks. Okay, because next week I'm not here. So just be sure.
Okay, with that in mind, up next, additional period for public comment. Yes, Maura.
Maura Driscoll, 458 Atlanta Road. I just wanted to know if we have an active professional service contract with Mr. Montella.
No.
I know that you mentioned that we have, you know, we have to ratify it. And
I've never submitted one to the borough. I was appointed in January, and there's not a written.
There's not a written contract.
Written contract.
With the solicitor, okay. And is that normal? I mean, normal. Is that standard?
It's normal for me.
Just wondering if that had to be, if we had to have one, given that we have to have one with some of the other service providers. But thank you.
Sam?
Nothing? Any resolution on the bamboo in the back?
We are working on that.
Yeah, so I forwarded a draft, circulated a draft to the committee, ordinance committee. Gave them some other documentation related to other municipalities and their bamboo ordinances. I suspect that maybe it'll be discussed at the next work session meeting.
That would be my plan.
So it's certainly on the radar, and right. I suspect that if council, depending upon what happens with the committee's recommendation to council, I suspect the council will then determine whether to publicize a new proposed nuisance ordinance, which includes the bamboo section, to be discussed at a public hearing, I'm assuming in the fall at some point.
Will they be grandfathered in since it could appear that you're now adopting an ordinance, maybe?
Depending upon the language in the ordinance, there's a couple of ways to write it. I believe that the proposed ordinance says that anybody, any resident who currently has bamboo on their property will continue to have bamboo on their property. There's a couple of ways to deal with it. One, you could put a barrier around it, or you keep the bamboo on the property, but they have the they can't allow it to encroach on another person's property. Depending again how it's written, the borough would then enforce encroachment of bamboo on either within the right of way or on the borough's property. If there's an encroachment between neighbor and neighbor, that's something that would be I believe a common law right for the neighbors to deal with at whatever appropriate time. So in other words, if you have a neighbor and their bamboo is growing in the your property, it's really a subject matter for the neighbors if this is the way the borough wants to go with it. Otherwise, there's some ordinances out there right now where it puts the responsibility of the encroachment on the municipality to, once they receive a complaint, to notify the property owner who has the bamboo on their property and it's encroaching, and to enforce that, either you get rid of it or we're going to come in and remediate it at the neighbor's cost or at the homeowner's cost, property owner's cost.
If I could add, correct me if I'm wrong, so because it's an invasive species, if it's already in a zone of encroachment, you don't get a pass. You do have to take care of it.
But what's to say the homeowner says you planted it?
So there is a portion there, if you can prove that it came from somebody else's property and you actually took the effort to address it, then it's not your problem. But if you just let it grow, it's now your problem.
So it's in our best interest to keep it at bay?
Yes.
Until the ordinance at least gets somewhat enforced?
Yes. I would imagine that we're going to at least have one or two rounds of discussion before we settle on the final.
I would think that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, because I can see that right now saying, I didn't plan it. You know, and then we could be a couple of homeowners past the original person who planted it.
But the problem is it's invasive, so somebody, you know, if you just let it grow into your property and every day the amount is now yours and before it affects the next person. So.
It's a gift.
Well, I mean, what I found out, Larry, is
giving.
Like half of the municipalities in Delaware County have a bamboo ordinance. Some of them take the position, you put a barrier, you can have it, you can still have it on your property, but you have to put a barrier around it. Mm-hmm. Some don't have that provision in it, and it's just an encroachment issue, where if it's encroaching on either private property or public property, you deal with it depending upon what type of property it's encroaching on.
No, it's ironic because the property in between, they put like a 10-foot path through with, you know, and you can see the bamboo starting to shoot right up again.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't remediate it properly by digging down and doing all that. But, you know, it's ironic that now they spent whatever they spent and it's right back at it. So.
Sam, anything else?
No, I guess then what I'll do is, as the president, we'll take the initiative and we'll send them a certified letter, putting them on notice that they're growing bamboo and it's encroaching on our property and creating an immediate hazard to our propane tank, and that we are going to ask them to remediate it within 30 days, and if not...
And you have that, you currently have that right.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
Well, I understand.
I didn't want to put us in a bad position.
Right.
You know, and I think that's maybe what the ordinance does, is if he puts it on the tenant or neighbor to neighbor, now you create a feud between neighbors. So I guess we'll put them on notice, and then just
in the current draft of the language, you would want to do that because that sets the precedent that you are not the owner of that bamboo. Am I correct if I remember the verbiage on that?
Yeah, I think the council wanted to not be involved in disputes related to neighbor versus neighbor.
But there is a section there that about who actually owns it, and if you do have to actually demonstrate that you've addressed that it wasn't
the issue.
Right. So you wouldn't want to address it just to put a stake in there that it's not yours.
And if I could ask for one more piece. I remember we had an expert or some person who worked with bamboo or knew how to remediate it. She served on a committee, I think, when you were first looking at it.
She did. So
could you forward me her address, maybe, or her contact information?
Yeah, I think I still have.
I'm trying to figure out how we would remediate.
Yep.
We bring a backhoe in, dig down, pour some.
I can tell you, I believe Concord Township also has that information.
All right.
Because I know of a dispute that took place with bamboo and Concord Township, and their building, I think Manners, he got involved with it at some extent. So,
no, it's tough to get rid of. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Larry. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting if there's no more further comments, concerns?
Do I have a second?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'm opposed.
What happened was, when she was here one night, we were talking about it initially, and she asked to be on the committee to look at it. So I drafted the ordinance, gave it to her, and got back a bunch of positive comments.
coats, or the guy who runs it, tell him that you, for free, you'll let them rip around the firehouse.
Because we have a third of an acre that's back there, and I can't mow it.
I don't think people should be allowed to just
have bamboo, though.
Even if it's only 40 on their own property.
I'm going for town branded, because
that sounds wrong to say, to do. But the more it spreads, it doesn't just, it spreads.